Shakespeare once said all the world's a stage, but he didn't tell us how to get there. This is Steps to the Stage, a 7th Street Theater podcast. I'm your host, Colin Pinedo, and let's get the show going.
Thank you, places!
Folks at home, do you have a business, small or otherwise, that isn't pulling in traffic the way you want it to? Well, it might be because they don't have something to remember you by. And that's why today, we are sponsored by Graphic Details, Inc., Signs and Displays. They will print out your banners, they'll cut vinyl, they'll do window graphics for the company cars. We're talking business cards, banner stands, LCD displays, tabletop displays, logos, all in full living color. Again, that is Graphic Details, Inc. here in Chino, California. Thank you so much.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Steps to the Stage, a 7th Street Theater podcast where I talk to the community theater individuals that you all know and love. I am your host, Colin Pinedo, and this is the most amount of guests I have had sitting in front of me the entire run of the show. I have four whole people in front of me. If each of you would like to go down and introduce yourself in front of the mic, feel free.
Yes, I'm Christopher Deal, and I'm the co-artistic director of Chino Community Theater, and I'm also the production coordinator, or one of the production coordinators for the Three on the Edge Festival.
I'm Michelle Knight Reinhart, and I am one of the directors for the Three on the Edge Festival. I am directing 3 Days of Rain.
Hi, I'm Cindy East. I'm also one of the directors of the Three on the Edge Festival, and I'm directing Misery.
Hi, Colin. Nice to see you again. I'm Ellie Schwartz, and I'm the director of the Mercy Seat in the Three on the Edge Festival.
Chris, if you'd like to talk us through what the Three on the Edge Festival actually is here at the Chino.
Yes, it's a little different from our normal productions where we, you know, normally have just one show running for several weekends. This is three different shows over 3 weekends, and it's not a weekend a show. They alternate the whole time. So we will be opening on Thursday with Misery, and then the next day will be 3 Days of Rain. And then for our Saturday matinee, we'll be opening the last show, The Mercy Seat. And then Saturday evening, we start all over again. So it's really interesting because we have three shows, and you can come to our show, can come to our theater three times in 1 weekend and see three completely different shows. So it's a really fun thing. We've been doing this since 2010. Sometimes we do themes. You know, we did an Edward Albee themed festival where we did three shows by the same author. We've done all comedy years. Sometimes we just do three completely different shows. So it's really fun. It gives the community a chance to see some very interesting shows that you might not normally get to see because they're a little more niche. They're a little less mainstream. They don't normally, they're not shows that would normally appeal to people for an entire run. So they're shorter runs, and they're really, really interesting and provocative and just brilliant shows and great stories that these three directors are bringing to the stage. So and you can get a festival pass and see them all together for cheaper than it would be to buy one ticket for each show. So we definitely recommend getting the festival pass and enjoying all three of these wonderful shows. And but now we'd like to hear from some of our directors about the shows themselves.
Hi, Colin.
Hi.
So I have the privilege of directing The Mercy Seat, written by Neil LaBute. It is starring Anthony Nolan and Sandra Ford, and my assistant director is Sage Gangula. So the four of us have been plodding through this play, finding every crumb that we can sop up and give out to the people. We're very excited. Our show is on the edge. It is experimental. And it is, as the kids might say, meta.
So walk us through The Mercy Seat a little bit. Sort of.
The Mercy Seat is about a 20-year-old play now. And it takes place on September 12th, right after September 11th, mm-hmm. where we find our two main characters who normally would be at work in the World Trade Center on September 11th, but instead were off having an affair with each other. And when the disaster hits New York, they contemplate whether or not they should let society, their families, and their work believe that they have perished in the towers falling and run away together to start new lives.
Very interesting. Yeah.
It is a very provocative play, and it is very adult-themed. It has strong language, and it asks a lot of adult questions. And I don't recommend it for anyone under 17, but anyone over 17 is going to find themselves on a wild ride that we're going to take you on.
Yeah, already. I'm getting excited just hearing about it. So how did this show come about as part of the festival?
It was actually chosen by another director and artist here who ended up not being able to move forward with it. And I got to come in and help take over and direct the show. So I'm really excited as a first-time director here at Chino Community Theater. It will be my debut as a director at this venue.
Stepping right into it, I see. Right on the heels of Buddy Mears. How is that?
Well, it's definitely been a lot of overlap, and my fellow director here, Michelle Knight Reinhardt, who was also in Fuddy Mears, and I leaned on each other and gave each other a lot of moral support to make sure that we were getting through both tasks as well as we could. Mm-hmm. So sanity checks between the two of us. Which is funny if you saw Fuddy Mears.
Absolutely, absolutely. I haven't been to Three on the Edge in a while. Is it the same cast doing all three shows?
No, it is not. Yeah. Okay. These are three separate productions, and the overlap that we have is a shared space and a shared on the edge theme to these three plays in that they pose a lot of questions about some of the darker natures that we all have.
Interesting. All four of you, would you mind talking on that shared space and how you've had to adapt that to three very different shows and how that, like the challenges that come with that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Having been a part of several Three on the Edge festivals over the years from the inception, the basic idea of the Three on the Edge festival is slightly lower budget than a main stage, what we call a main stage show. And so we have a reduced set, and we need to share the set. So the set needs to work for all three. So essentially we're working black box and moving set pieces on and off. And then we also share, you know, the lighting tech and stage managing duties and so on. And then we share the stage. And so by virtue of that, we all have less time on the set, you know, on the stage rather, than you would normally have in a main stage show. And yet with all of the challenges, we managed to produce and put on quality shows with excellent performances.
Well, that's fantastic. How much collaboration have the three of you had as like talking together as like the festival as a whole, or have you kind of been sort of in your own little shows?
The only time we collaborate is during production meetings when we discuss how the set will work for all three of us, how the sound will work, how the lighting will work.
Okay.
Other than that, we're all in totally individual, rehearsing in separate spaces.
Even that, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, would you, Cindy, mind talking about your show, Misery, a little bit?
No, I don't mind at all. Misery really calls to me. I normally direct comedies. So for me to direct something that's so serious, violent, was a real challenge. And getting to explore the different levels of humanity have been very interesting. Basically, Misery was a movie. Everyone is familiar with it. It's about a woman who is obsessed with a novelist, a romance novelist, and she seizes an opportunity to take him hostage and keep him hostage in her home. And then what ensues is a battle of wills, a will to live. And again, you get to explore all different levels of humanity throughout this. It's such an interesting concept. I never saw the movie. Really, I never saw the movie. And when I found out I was going to direct this, I chose specifically not to watch it. I want to wait until after my show is up and then see how close I came. My actors are absolutely excellent. And I have said to other people, and I'll say here, I promise you tour de force performances. They're incredible.
I'll admit, I am very excited for Miss.
A lot of people have said that.
Because I have seen the movie. And I'm very excited. It's brutal.
It is brutal.
It's a brutal show.
Yes.
We should also mention it's based on a Stephen King book.
So exactly.
If you haven't seen the movie, you may have also read it.
Excellent. Yeah, it was a book, a movie, and now a play.
Yes. Would you mind talking about how some of that onstage violence is handled?
I would rather not. I'd rather you experience it when you come and sit in the seat and see for yourself how we handle it.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. One thing I'd like to go back on, if you don't mind, prior to this, Ellie was so eloquent in saying how she came about being the director. It wasn't chosen by another director. Chino Community Theater holds, every year we hold play selection committee. And the committee is who chooses the plays, and then they choose the directors. If there's people out there that would like to see shows done here, they're welcome to submit ideas and to submit plays that they would like to see done, and then they could submit to direct as well. So it's open. I just wanted to clear that up.
Absolutely. Would you mind talking about your show?
Sure. I'm directing 3 Days of Rain by Richard Greenberg, and it is a really interesting story because it takes place in two separate time periods. The opening of the play is the year about 2000, and you meet Walker and Nan and Pip, Philip/Pip. And Walker is the brother of Nan. Their father died a year before, and Walker disappeared and didn't come to the funeral and has been missing for a year. Philip Pip is their childhood friend who is their father, who just passed away's late partner's son. So the thing that's, it's a very, the show's a lot about architecture because their father, Nan and Pip's, Nan and Walker and Pip's father as partners, as architecture partners, created this house called the Janeway House. And it's very famous. It was in a magazine, and then they became very successful and very popular architects. And so they've designed many, many buildings in and around New York and all over the world. So Walker shows up, and they're going to the lawyers, and Philip is going to meet them there. And so they have something happens with the will, and something happens where there causes a lot of conflict between the three of them. You know that Walker has a lot of anger towards his father, Ned, and they have their mother is described as being Zelda Fitzgerald's less than stable sister, you know, so, and her name's Lina. And then Pip's father is Theo. And so they have a problem because of the conflict comes from after they come back from the lawyers, and there's been a problem with how the father has left his estate. And then they, I don't want to give away too much of the plot, but anyway. So then in the second act, Pip and Walker and Nan are gone, and we're back in 1960. And now we see the same actors, but now they're playing Lina and Ned and Theo, the parents, right? Yeah. And you see all the questions that were in Act One that the kids had are now are being answered in Act Two, and how we all wonder what our parents were like when they're young, and how we make assumptions and fill in holes that maybe we're not making the picture correctly.
Yeah.
And so it's really interesting. It's an interesting dynamic of the characters, and it's a very interesting challenge for the actors to play two completely different characters within the scope of one play. So,
That's very all of these are just very interesting. These weren't chosen all three together, were they?
Yes, as part of the festival.
Yes, they try to pick shows that'll complement each other, or you know, and all of these shows are small casts. The three,
and they all have to fit on the same set. Yeah.
If you need high-quality headshots or other professional photo work done, visit Xochi Neri Photography at fb.me/xnerifotos.
Greetings, Steps to the Stage listeners. This is producer Kirk Lane here. Unfortunately, we lost the last couple minutes of this interview due to the fact that our trusty engineer, Joey Rice, was unavailable on the day we recorded. So we do apologize for any issues in sound quality and, obviously, the length of our podcast. What our directors and Chris wanted you to know as it relates to the Three on the Edge Festival is that you can contact the Chino Community Theater directly for tickets for the individual productions, The Mercy Seat, 3 Days of Rain, Misery, or you can buy a festival pass so that you can see any one of the three productions based on the dates that they will be playing. Please contact the theater directly at chinocommunitytheater.org or give them a call at 909-590-1149. As always, thanks for your support of local theater. Thanks for your support of our podcast. We'll have a great rest of your day, and we hope to see you at the theater.
In today's day and age, it's more important than ever to remain informed and present in your community, which is why today we would like to highlight the Chino Champion local newspaper. Make sure you keep up with all of Chino's great local events like festivals, meetups, and live performances, virtual or otherwise. The Chino Champion. Thanks for tuning in. Please, subscribe to Steps to the Stage on your favorite podcast platform, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that good stuff. And scene.